Richard and Kim for breakfast.
Proudly Newcastle.
11:43, 2HD.
Well, in the news this morning, and we've had quite a reaction from you, our listeners, a suggestion from a parliamentary subcommittee, that have been looking into the government seeking to improve organ donation rates through a number of approaches, including, one of them, an opt-out organ donation program to determine whether such a program could be appropriate for our health system. Under such a system, it would be assumed that you would donate your organs for transplant after death, unless you expressly registered to stop this happening. We've had quite a bit of feedback, and we thought we'd follow up with somebody who knows a lot more about it than we do, and that's Hunter New England Health Director of Transplantation, Dr. Paul Trevelyan, who's on the line, and I think he's pretty tired too. He's had a big night. Paul's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good. You're pretty tired, I gather. You've been up all night.
Oh, no, but I was on duty all weekend, but I'm fine.
Okay.
Doctor, we've had callers ring this morning and ask for a point of clarification on the donation. Essentially, the question is, when are organs viable and when are they lost? Do you have to be on life support for your organs to be harvested?
Technically, yes, in Australia. You have to fit one of the definitions that's accepted worldwide, that you have to be either brain dead or you have to have no chance of recovery if you weren't on a ventilator. Around the world, there are some countries have more liberal criteria where if you're found dead in an emergency department or by the side of the road, even that some countries are able to declare death on the spot and retrieve the organs. But in Australia, you basically have to be on a ventilator, and your chances of coming off that ventilator successfully have to be zero.
Look, one of the other things that's been put forward by this subcommittee, they say that, well, having an opt-out system would help to close in on the illegal trade of organ donation. Is that a major issue, that Australians heading overseas to buy organs at huge prices?
No, it's not a major issue in Australia. There have been examples over the years, but it's pretty small numbers, and it's actively discouraged in Australia, and we will look after people who have gone overseas and got an organ, but we have to explain to them that they have increased risks of certain viral infections, and it's a very unsatisfactory situation if people go over and seize and come back. Yeah. There are plenty of countries, though, developing countries, in where so-called organ trafficking or organ tourism is still a major problem. Mm.
So what are your thoughts on this proposal that it's mandatory? We're deemed donors unless we opt out.
We've been in favour of that situation, although we tend to favour what's called a soft opt-out option, like they have in Spain, where you have presumed consent. In other words, you don't have to sign things to say that you would wanted to give your organs, but your family still have the right to make a decision on your behalf after you're dead. So that's a soft option, but it's a very difficult debate, and it's one that's been raging for quite a while. But there's some people that think their individual autonomy is being threatened, And other people say, you know, say, well, what are we waiting for? We really need this opt-out legislation.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. I believe as it stands at the moment, only one in three currently registered as donors in Australia, despite a majority claiming they would donate when they die. And that's one of the problems. I mean, this is one of the emails we've had this morning, Paul. Says, has, rather than making it mandatory to be an organ donor unless one opts out, how about the government asks us if we're willing to opt in? But that's the way it stands at the moment, isn't it?
Yes. And I can understand the debate, and I think Australian society may be ready to have a more definitive debate about it. And but they also got to realise that the donor rate has doubled in the last 10 years without bringing in that system. So you can see arguments one for both sides of the debate.
Yes.
But, personally, I would favour an opt-out system, and but this softer option that applies in Spain and some other countries.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your time and clarifying that for us.
Thank you for that, Paul. Good to talk.
Thanks, Richard.
After a big weekend, you can go home and have a rest. Now, that's Hunter New England Health Director of Transplantation, Dr. Paul Trevelyan.